All right, so I'm making my way back home to California from RSA Europe in Nice. In spite of the best efforts of the not particularly nice airport staff in the Nice airport, I did in fact get as far as New York City. The Nice airport, like most of the rest of the world, has the opportunity to have broken certificates. They have these internet kiosks, and they have some company which will sell you by-the-minute access, but they have two different host names, one of which isn't even a .com or .fr. It's some country I've never heard of, .mc or something. And so they threw the stunt of use the certificate from one host name with another host name, so it throws an error. So inside the sterile zone with a credit card number, they expect me to accept a certificate error. I don't think so. Anyway, I get to New York, and I'm trying to research wireless access point usage and travel, and I'm assuming that it's just me if I have issues with wireless signal and stuff. I get to the hotel and get to the front desk. I can't check in for 5 minutes because there's some businessman on the phone screaming at the poor clerk, explaining that the wireless is flaky in the hotel. Now, in New York, I'm actually in Newark, New Jersey. I'm at a Days Inn. It's free wireless. I'm not trying to bitch about it, but it's not just me that has signal issues. So it's like these things follow me around everywhere. Somebody else, I was attempting to chat with them on the internet, and their comment was, Days Inn Wireless, it's like a pool with children in it. Some spots are warm and some spots are cold, and you're not quite sure why, and you're not sure you want to know.